On this week's show, Jose and Jefe will complete a test to learn better true identities, waste some pesos on eBay, and chase the mighty name of least stupidest person in the room. Estás escuchando It's a No-Brainer.
Gracias, Rita! You're sounding spicier than normal today.
Like I suggested near the end of last week's episode, we had to download a program onto Rita's hard drive and turn her into a sexy Latina robot.
Sadly, my ability to speak sentences in Spanish are limited to my programmers.
Lo siento, Latina Rita. Without Google Translate, I'm not going to be much of service to you. As you may or may not know, this is It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. Mi madre y mi padre me llama Josh.
Y tengo queso en mis pantalones.
Mi amigo se llama Jeff. You have cheese in your pants?
Yeah, I don't know how to say many things in Spanish. It's basically that, and yo soy muy grande en el pantalones.
Oh, everything you know is about pants. You're like, yeah. You're your first day in Spanish class. You're like, oh, when do we get to the pants quotes?
I'll be honest. I just cheated my way through my freshman year of Spanish.
Well, there's not much. I mean, you're probably just learning the basic words and like conjugations and stuff. I was the one who took German in school, so.
I took German too, so this.
So you're trilingual a little bit.
Because I know two sentences in Spanish? Yeah. Yes, I'm trilingual.
Of course. I know sign language. This is going to go over well with the radio audience. Hold on.
I'm out?
That means abortion.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
People who have listened to the last few episodes of the show might have caught reference to a certain person and the audience he left behind. And that hombre's nombre happens to be Zach.
Hola! Why do I feel like I'm part of an episode of Dora the Explorer?
I don't know.
Is Chalupa!
It, is all the Spanish we're throwing around here for Latina Rita.
It's all Chupacabra!
Grande soy latte! Oh, wait, no.
Nachos grande.
You're just naming Taco Bell items. Is that all the Spanish you know?
Grilled stuffed burrito? Is that Spanish?
Gordita.
Cinnamon twist.
In the case that anyone here should say something too hot for television, you'll hear what we'll call the bleep of the week. We usually look at our fans to pick this number, but since nobody has given us help in this department, again, we're leaving this decision up to the hands of Latina Rita. Use her random numero generator. She will give us the bleep of the week, which is...
962.
What?
Yeah, sure. apparently that means 962.
All right.
To demonstrate the bleep of the week in action, I thought I would read a specially selected entry from the online resource UrbanDictionary.com. The entry is Alabama Hot Pocket, and it is defined...
Yeah, that's not going to go good right away.
Yeah, I got bad vibes off this already.
It is defined as the art of f***ing the f*** and f***ing a inside and possibly and afterwards.
And yep, I was right. That's just absolutely disgusting.
No. No.
There's reasons why I hate Urban Dictionary.
No. You're already regretting coming back, aren't you, Zach?
I do.
We'll be posting that link to the... That,
no. That, okay. Gross.
No. Okay.
No.
Fine.
We better. For our own sake, please don't post that anywhere.
All right. That bit went south real quick.
Oh, so what happens if the Hot Pocket company comes up with something called the Alabama Hot Pocket that has like raccoon in it or something? What is the picture on the front going to be?
No.
But it's got to have an outhouse on it. Because that's the final destination of any Hot Pocket.
To get our show underway, we will try to learn a bit about ourselves and each other as we take a few quizzes designed exclusively for the people other than us.
Starting with the first one from funquizcards.com is titled, Are You a Hoarder?
Are you a hoarder?
Are you a whore?
Josh?
Zach, are you guys whores? Because I got 20 bucks.
I plead the fifth.
You want that 20 bucks, Zach?
A fifth of vodka?
We'll talk after the show.
All right.
Ooh, I might need those too. Depends on what Jeff proposes here.
It seems that you'd only need to ask, are you a hoarder? And that would be a sufficient answer. But they've got a quiz here that we'll each take to see if we're a hoarder. Are any of the doors in your house blocked by stuff lying around? Not a single door, or maybe one or two. You can't seem to remember.
Not a single door.
Not a single door. So all your entries are clean. So in case there was a fire, you can get out safely.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, debatable.
Oh, if there was a fire, I'd just like throw a brick through whatever window I'm nearest and just jump out.
Oh, yeah, backdraft's not a real thing.
That's just made out. That's a Hollywood effect. That only exists
in
movies.
Yeah, you know how we have that Just Fun Fact segment? Yeah, that wouldn't be in there because it's not a fact.
What do you think, Zach?
I mean, my doorways are all very empty.
Empty. So yeah, we'll mark like you down heart. For not a single door.
Some dark humor.
I'll try to fix it with my penis.
I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, you're going to get all the way to the heart with that? Oh, yeah, it's 4 feet long.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense. I guess, well, I don't know. I guess if I were to try and open my bedroom door right now, I know there's a little bit of a mess, but...
He's a hoarder. That's what he just said.
A little bit of a hoarder.
He said, I'm a hoarder.
He's an hors d'oeuvre.
One is not none, so I'm going to go with one. All right. How would you describe the floor of your bedroom? Oh, great.
well, we just talked about this.
This is like intervention all of a sudden. Okay. Choices are, except for a few things lying at random spots, it is generally clear, or there's a lot of stuff lying on the floor. You can only move around in the foot trail that has been created over the months.
That's a really specific...
Honestly, can I take in the middle there? Because I'm like in the middle.
You can't take both.
The problem is I mean, I know I can say personally, I've got a bunch of stuff on my floor, but there's more than a foot trail, and it definitely hasn't been blazed over the last month. I would say it's been blazed over the last 12 hours.
I guess I'm going to have to take the second choice, though, because I do got a lot of stuff in my ground, but I do have more than a footpath. But
I'll probably have to go with that option as well. And Zach will be going with?
I guess generally clear.
Okay. How often do you invite your friends over? Your friends visit often, or hardly ever. You would have to do a lot of cleaning up for that. I'm starting to get like they only have two choices, so it's beginning to be really obvious which ones are going to be, hey, you're a hoarder quiz.
Yeah.
I think the initial name of the quiz was pretty much cut and dry.
I suppose.
There was an answer, and then there was another answer, and one was yes and one was no.
Yeah. We should have just did the shorthanded version here.
A.
I would go with A as well.
I have people over all the time. So.
Yeah. All right. That was easy. All right.
Are we hoarders or not?
What's it?
Are we hoarders or not?
Guys, I'm really scared. I think I might be a hoarder.
We got a few more to go here. Let's
see.
What
if the quiz went, though, that like if you answered just one of the questions the wrong way, you're a hoarder.
Oh, man. I'm just nervous. You're making me nervous now.
I fear that that's what's going to happen. All right. Have you ever tripped over stuff lying around in your house? Yes, when you were are spring cleaning. Or yes, it happens all the time. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Yes. Now, which yes do you want?
Yes to number one.
So you were spring cleaning. Yeah. You tripped over things.
My shoes, to be honest.
I'll probably go with that option. It's not a regular occurrence.
I trip over things all the time. It has a lot less to do with the messiness of things and more to do with... But you know what? That's not what the question asked.
That's true.
The question asked if I trip over things.
Mm-hmm.
So
it doesn't matter if it's
I
air.
Trip over things all the time.
Okay. So yeah.
So yes as well.
That question that question was kind of skewed. Like if you're just a general klutz, like you trip over anything on the floor, then
tripped over a cat the other day.
Cats are really easy to trip over.
Yeah,
though.
They are.
They really don't.
They find a fun game of like swirling between your legs as you're walking. Like, ha, I'm gonna trip you up.
Actually, in the last 24 hours, I've tripped over both a cat and a dog.
Whoa.
Yeah. Equal opportunity tripper.
You gonna go for the hamster dog cat trifecta?
Ooh, is that a thing? Is there such a are hamsters usually in cages?
Usually, yeah. That's why it's so difficult to get the trifecta. That's why it pays out so well. All right, next question. How easily can you throw out unwanted personal belongings? You can easily throw away an unwanted personal belonging if it has been unused in the last 6 months to 1 year, or you don't prefer to throw out any personal belongings, whether it has been used in many years or not. Who knows when you may need it? That's obviously the hoarder answer.
Can we get those answers again?
Yeah. It doesn't help that they wrote an essay for each one here. You can easily throw away personal belongings if it's unused within the past 6 months to a year. Or you prefer not to throw personal belongings. You don't know when you may need it.
Yeah, I'm definitely a hoarder. I'm going to answer the same thing. I'm starting to see what's going on here. All becoming clear. Oh, man.
I can pretty much easily throw things away, though, if I haven't used it for a while. So,
So Jeff, you're going with the last 6 months to a year thing?
Yeah.
Okay, me as well, I think.
Zach keeps everything, I think, is what he's getting at.
Zach is going to hoard it all. Okay.
I like to hoard things.
Last he likes question. To hoard things.
Do you have past incest? Wait, what? Well, I think they meant insect.
Oh, that's an unfortunate mistake.
Terrible typo. Do you have pest, incest, rodent, or other forms of infestations in your house because of unwanted clutter or dirt lying around? It's so dirty in here, I gotta go and my sister now.
Oh, I've been watching watching a lot of Game of Thrones.
Oh! Hey, Game of Thrones! I know what that is now.
Sort of.
Way to go.
Incest happens in that a lot.
Oh. Okay. Your choices are, depends on climatic changes, or depends on how regularly the cleaner comes to your place.
Wait, what?
So...
the choices again?
When you have problems with incest, does it depend on the climate or it depends on how often the cleaner comes to your house?
Definitely the climate.
I just don't have an incest problem.
No.
When it's hot in my house, I'm just ready to bone down on anything that moves. I don't care if you're related, if you're a grandma. It doesn't matter.
The cat you tripped over is like, hey, I was just going to say. Remember that one day when you tripped over me? Yeah, that was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bone.
And I'm like, guess what? It's 92 degrees and humid in here. Let's get this done.
Let's get naked.
You going for climatic changes?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's submit the results here. We're going to start with Jeff. I think he's probably the least option of the hoarder here.
Yeah.
Jeff, you are not a hoarder.
That's good.
You may have a slightly messy approach, but it seems to be under control. However, it is never too late to take active steps to clean out your home every weekend. Okay.
No.
So you're not a hoarder. Let's see here. Mine is exactly the same thing. It says you're not a hoarder. And it's the same exact explanation.
Guys.
And now
I'm nervous.
You nervous?
It's all right. We can get through this all together. Right.
The answer is you are not a hoarder.
Oh, hey, all right.
Very good.
Goodness.
It's exactly the same thing again?
It's exactly the same thing. Yep.
All right. So this test is like spot on.
Then. I think it was, it was like a polarity quiz. So if you answered all of them, I'm a hoarder. Then you're a hoarder.
I was nervous.
It's all right. You're good. Like you're good now.
I don't want to end up on that show.
We got through it, though.
We did.
We got through it.
Okay, this next one should be a little easier there. All right. This is called the Hot Babe Test.
Ooh, I think I'm a hot babe.
Yeah, it's found on the site quizzesforteengirls.com. Yeah.
Wait, quizzesforteengirls.com?
Yep, that's what I said, quizzesforteengirls.com. Exactly the demographic that is missing from our podcast listening audience.
Yep.
Just what we need, teen girls.
This test is for all the teen girls who think they might be hot babes. You get compliments for your looks or attitude.
All the time.
No, there are two choices. You have to pick one.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought we were like writing the answers in.
We're just showing your attitude. Like, all the time, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm, girl.
What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, I'd say more for my looks.
Some people like to call him Grobes.
Yeah.
Because he looks like Josh Groban.
I do.
I can see that a little bit.
It's in the face, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now that he's growing his beard out.
Ugh.
God, we're twins.
Spit image.
So yeah, okay. I would say I probably get compliments more from my attitude. I'm ugly. All right, Zach, do you get compliments for your looks or your attitude?
Well,
Zach, your face is very nice today.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and say that it's mostly for my attitude.
Your attitude, girl.
I just let people know how it is.
I get you.
I get in that sass.
Okay.
That's fresh.
All right. Ooh. So, for a party, you would wear a sexy little black dress or jeans with a cute party top.
Jeans and a cute party top, I think. I think I'd look a little bit better. Yeah.
I don't know if I can pull off the dress. I
just don't have the legs for it. You know?
Yeah.
I'm more of a jeans kind of thing. Nice tight jeans to show off my ass. I got a nice ass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
Definitely sexy little black dress.
Oh.
I can see that.
Okay.
I mean, I bring the sass. Okay. And
you bring the sass and you bring the ass. That's
exactly. Okay. I like to let people know just how hot I really am.
Okay.
Fair enough. All right.
All right. So that leads in well to the next question. Your figure is wow or not bad.
Wow. I look in the mirror and just say wow all the time. So
I do me.
I'm more of a not bad. I come across as confident because I got that sassitude.
Mm-hmm.
But I also... I'm kind of self-deprecating. Granted, I don't know the meaning of the word. But
I think it means pooping on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm that's self-deprecating. That's a different thing.
It's supposed to be play on words.
Self-deprecating. That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Nope, that's not true. That's a bold-faced lie.
I was say Alabama Hot Pocket. I was just gonna say that.
But I definitely would say that this persona that I'm building here that she's a good-looking woman. I'm sorry. I want to be told that I am good-looking.
Okay. For Valentine's Day, you get at least blank offers for dates. The options are 10 or 2.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird set of choices.
They could have been like 0 to 5 or 6 and above. Like, what if you're less than 2? I would say 2.
Look at the contents and the source of your quiz here.
That's true, too.
They're not exactly the most intelligent group.
I'm going to go 2 because, yeah, I couldn't get 10 for sure.
Definitely 10.
10 for you. Yeah,
I believe it. I believe it.
I'm always getting hit on by dudes at the mall. Yeah. That's usually because I show up wearing a black dress.
You do have a wow figure, too.
Of course.
Jeff?
2.
2. Okay. For a college/school fashion show, you are the first person to be approached. Yes or no?
I want to get my strut on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've done that catwalk.
Yeah, that catwalk. I'm too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. I'm a bottle, you know what I mean. As I do my turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk.
I just wanted to see if we let him go, how much of the song he would actually know.
Oh, yeah, that's about all I know.
That's a theme song.
You miss, like, the main chorus that everyone knows.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Yeah.
All right. So are you the first to be approached for a fashion show?
Obvs.
Okay. So I'm going to take that as a yes. Okay. Last question. Other girls look at you with envy and jealousy. I know. Or no idea.
I know.
You shouldn't. One of them's not like, with a little head wave.
Yeah. You think you know?
I'm 100% pause.
100%.
Damn you and your shortening of words.
Well, I mean, I have to because I'm a sassy. I have the sassitude.
Because you cray.
No, you totes cray.
You perf cray.
You cut right to the core of me.
Okay, I think I'm going to go with no idea.
All right.
All right, final results. Jeff, you are a hot babe.
Told you, Grobe.
And not a hoarder.
Yeah, and not a hoarder. also, woo, you are a hot babe. That says underneath there. That was the explanation of the result, just in case that wasn't clear. Zach, you are a hot babe. Woo, you are a hot babe.
Sexy.
I'm not a hot babe. The explanation for this is great. Oh, we don't know if we can call you a hot babe or not. Try increasing your hot quotient.
What?
Whatever that is. Is that like a measurement?
Is there a variable in there that we're not aware of?
That's my math book.
If you want to find out you're a hot babe hoarder, be kept up to date on our show, or download Bollywood music, you can follow at No Brainer Show on Twitter. Or like us on Facebook / No Brainer Show. More stupid stuff after this short break.
Into the last week of our Indiegogo campaign, and that means that this is the last episode we'll be begging and pleading for your financial assistance.
If you don't feel that you can give us your money to make our show better, maybe we can make our lives better with the purchase of some great deals we found on eBay. All right, we got one printed picture of a Stickman surf and our surf. Private listing free pickup.
Oh my god, we can buy surfs?
Did I say surf?
Yeah, apparently.
Feudal peasants, I want one.
Oh, slaves. Yeah.
By surf, I mean smurf.
You don't buy slaves anymore.
I'll reread that,
sure,
then.
Please.
One printed picture of a Stickman smurf. NR private listing free pickup. What does NR stand for?
Not responsible?
We did this some other... Last time you were here, we did MV, and that got really...
Yeah. Ugly.
We better not...
Yeah,
we better
okay.
Not,
all right. Nocturnal rectums.
What?
Okay, so
Nacho Revolutions.
That's it. Got it.
All right, so there's zero bids on it, and it's still at 1 cent.
Okay, why wouldn't you want something for 1 cent if there's free shipping?
I don't know. If you should probably look at that picture. It's pretty.
Wait, is this still
atrocious?
Is this still going on?
Well, as of now, there is about a day and a half left. So
I think I need to pick this up.
If you want it, it's all yours.
I mean, for a penny.
Yeah,
free shipping?
It's just in Idaho.
Oh, well
it's free if you pick it up.
Yeah, if you pick it up, it's shipped to you for free.
Road trip, guys?
Yeah. Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Yeah. Description. It's a smurf because it's blue. Pick will be printed out for you to be picked up locally.
and it will be the exact picture shown above. 5-star feedback will be left after payment is received.
So I'm just going to throw this out here.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that the seller realizes the irony of what they've done? They've given us the picture.
Uh-huh.
I actually own a physical copy of the picture that I haven't paid for.
Yeah, we got it for free already.
Whoa.
They posted it.
You blew my mind.
I think I might have just stole. I think I need to go talk to a priest.
I love the item specifics for this. They're like, subject, Smurfs. Type, stickman drawing. Color of Smurf, blue.
What? I thought Smurfs were purple.
Building material, sticks.
Okay.
Delivery method used email. So I think they're also willing to send this to you, too. You don't have to go to Idaho.
Well, we already got it, so I don't need a bid on this one anymore. Yeah. I was thinking about it, but you know what? I got it now, thanks to Zach.
Hey.
Saved yourself a pretty penny, literally.
And a trip to Idaho.
That's true.
Hey, Josh?
Yeah?
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Where's that again?
Idaho Falls?
Don't call yourself a hoe. If anyone in this room is a hoe, it's definitely me. But don't talk about yourself like that. Just because the beauty quiz, you know, things didn't go right, things went a little rough, that doesn't mean that you're not pretty on the inside.
I mean, the hole in my heart just that little bit bigger.
It's going to be all right.
Okay.
We're going to get through this together as a unit, as a group. And I think that we'll be stronger because of it.
Mm-hmm. Girl power.
Also, nachos grande.
I love your Spanish. It's so beautiful.
I'm quite fluent.
This last one's yours, Zach. It's all yours. You can have it for yourself if you want to.
By princess underscore of underscore randomness. I'll add you on Facebook.
Oh, man.
So princess of randomness here has 100% positive feedback. The item's condition is just two dashes. So
I'll add you on Facebook. You can't really put like mint condition on
what
there.
What are the quality? What I want to ask them the quality on these likes here.
Well, she's just gonna add you on Facebook. So I guess for both of you, that'll need one more friend to.
I think we actually need this for the podcast group.
It's looking
a little slim.
We'll have to start selling ourselves for 6 cents here. It looks like two bids right now. So two people are devoid of friends that they need to buy them.
I'm assuming this is a buy it now situation because the current bid is 6 cents in U.S.
Yep.
Coinlature. This is not in bit currency.
Peso.
Not in peso. Definitely not in peso. What's the conversion? Does anyone know? I want to know in how many pesos.
1 peso equals 1 peso.
That's true. You can't deny that logic.
How many rupees do we... What's the conversion rate to rupees?
Well, let's see. A Zelda game costs $49.99 new.
If I'm not mistaken, I think rupees is actually Indian.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
So we've got two bids. Ooh, the time left on this is 2 days and 6 hours, so we better get while the getting's good.
Well, I know a tactic of eBay is just to wait until the very end and like spike in like 7 cents. Ha ha, sucker.
I don't know that kind of applies to this.
Hey, Zach, 0.77 pesos.
For $1?
For 6 cents in American.
6 cents? Oh, that's 0.77 peso.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 3/4 of a peso.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Did you know that peso rhymes with queso?
Queso, peso.
Cheese money.
Cheese money.
Oh,
that's why it's called money. Cheddar.
Oh, I've got to get that cheddar.
Fun fact.
That stacks. All right. So we got free shipping on here.
Okay.
It's coming from Dawsonville. Ooh, Dawsonville. Is that Georgia?
That friend request is coming a long Georgia. Way for us.
I don't think there's actually any shipping.
Maybe she'll ship you a picture of her clicking add friend.
Probably.
I'll also mention her other listings here. The same girl is selling, you get a phone call from me. And phone call from me. So
wait a second.
Eh.
You get a phone call?
These are separate listings. Yeah, she's got one of the auctions. You get a phone call from me. Has two bids on it. For 6 cents, it's going for right now. And then phone call from me has one bid going for 1 cent right now.
Well, I mean, now here's the thing. If I could like haggle with her and have a phone call thrown in with my Facebook like,
mm-hmm.
Or ad.
I'm sure it's possible. She's probably lonely, so she's like...
She's clearly lonely.
Right. I was just about to ask you, I was like, do you think she's trying to be funny or she's just incredibly lonely?
I don't know. She is the princess of randomness.
True.
That can't be a fun job.
Well, I have to say, this is quite random. What else is random? There's actually a 14-day money-back guarantee on this. Just in case she doesn't follow through with her promise. You want to call and or add you?
You know what I just thought of, too? She accepts PayPal. PayPal takes money for using PayPal, and so does eBay. She's going to get, like, nothing from
this.
She's
going to have to pay to get connected with the person here. If it's under a certain amount, they don't charge you for it.
Okay.
For eBay and PayPal.
Well, that's good. By the way, 6 cents is 3.23 Indian rupees.
Like we mentioned earlier, this is the last week. You can donate to our fundraiser at Indiegogo.com/NoBrainerShowFund.
We have one final temptation effort to get you to make it rain on our campaign. It's called Dare for a Dollar.
The first 10 people who give us a dollar get to challenge Jeff, Rita, or myself to a dare that we must withhold for the entirety of 10 minutes on a future episode of our podcast.
Additionally, if we fail to accurately complete your dare for a given amount of time, the challenged person must also pay a penalty as voted upon our listeners.
For example, if I donated a dollar to the campaign before time runs out, I could dare Jeff to talk in a French-Canadian accent for 10 minutes. If he fails the challenge, he could pay such a penalty as eat a peanut butter and mustard sandwich on air.
We'll be performing two dares per episode for the next 5 episodes, so be sure you give your money to a... So be sure to... Why can't I say you?
You.
You.
Hey,
you.
Jeff.
You. Soldier boy, tell him.
Hey, soldier boy, what letter comes after T in the alphabet?
You.
You.
All right.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, soldier boy, what is the name for a female sheep?
You.
So be sure you give your money to us before the time runs out.
As a little taste, I think, Jeff, you should just give people a little sample of your French-Canadian accent.
Mm-hmm. You can easily challenge him. It could be the same thing. You can just steal it right from our...
But I just wanted the listeners to get a little sample of what they could experience.
I really hope I don't have to eat a peanut butter and mustard sandwich. That sounds disgusting.
Well, that's if you fail the challenge. So if anybody challenges us and we lose that challenge, that dare...
What happens if someone challenges us to lose a challenge?
Oh, a paradox, and the show would blow up.
Divide by zero!
Ah! You! Wait, we're not doing that still?
No.
All right. If you happen to be a Nigerian prince and want to lend us some of your inheritance from your deceased family members, get in contact with us through our show's email address, nobrainershow@gmail.com. Even more stupid stuff after this short break.
Truth. More than 95% of the water that is sold to consumers in plastic bottles comes from the nipples of female watermelons. Did you know Smokey the Bear has caused more forest fires than any other individual? He now has tried to prevent forest fires due to the fact that he lost his wife and 2 kids to a forest fire that he caused. The real reason the earth is tilted is because of the mass population of China.
At the end of every show, Rita calls upon one of us to be the least stupidest person in the room. How we earn that vital title is solely up to her. So, Rita, what is the challenge this week?
Crack the facts. Unless you're whack.
Latina Rita will read each of us one fun fact, all of them having a single word or words removed from the statement. We must then ask yes or no questions to try to deduce the exact missing phrase before 3 minutes elapse. The player to guess the mystery item from their respective fun fact in the least amount of time will be this week's victor.
Victor, I mean Josh, as you were the winner of last week's challenge, you get to pick the playing order of this week's challenge.
Well, loser.
Jackass.
I'll let Jeff go first. We're gonna throw Zach right into this fray.
Yay.
I guess I'll give you the option. Do you want to go second or last then?
I think I'm gonna go with last.
Okay. Remember, everyone remembers the last one.
All right.
It's true.
Jeff, myself, and then Zach. Again, we'll have 3 minutes to race against the clock to try and deduce what the fact is.
All right.
Starting with Jeff. Okay, so Rita, again, or Latina Rita, I'm sorry. She will read you the fun fact. Again, there's going to be a blank. You need to figure out what that blank is by only asking her yes or no questions, okay?
All right.
And the clock will start after you ask your first question then, too, just so you
okay.
know. Okay. Here is the fun fact.
ancient romance just human during as an ingredient in part blank.
Was it a drink?
No.
Was it for cleaning?
Sí.
Yes. Would they use it for bathing?
No.
No. Was it for cleaning clothes?
No.
Was it for cleaning animals?
No.
Cleaning a house?
No.
No. You said it was for cleaning though, right?
Sí.
Okay.
Oh, no. I don't...
Was it for disinfecting?
Sí.
Was it used on humans?
Sí.
Oh.
Was... Did they drink it?
I'm so scared.
No? Oh, did the apple pie?
No.
No?
Disinfecting apple pie?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Keep going.
Disinfecting their rectum?
No.
You're about a minute in.
Oh, God. I just... Cleaning their...
Yeah, say it out loud again.
Ancient Romans used human urine as an ingredient in their... I just...
Oh, that's scary.
I know. But it's meant for cleaning and disinfecting.
Cleaning.
And...
I don't say... I guess you probably don't see it in the sense disinfecting so much.
Okay. All right. It's urine. So it's cleaning something, though, and they're in there, and it's used on humans.
Yep.
And they're... Man. Soap?
No.
Oh, no. That's right. Not for showering. Man. I just have no idea. What could be cleaning? Used on humans. Hair gel?
No.
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
They had a hair gel back
then. I'm so scared.
Ancient Roman product. Well, you know, yeah, you know, I don't know. There's...
Hey, gotta look good.
Yeah, it's ancient Romans, man.
Yeah.
They were good looking motherfuckers.
Fuck it out. You can try to do something.
I'm trying to do something here, and I don't... It's... Right? This urine ingredient for cleaning, and it's used on themselves. Makeup?
No.
No? Alright, well...
That's about 30 seconds.
Oh, shit. Now the pressure's on. Deodorant?
No.
No? Alright, well... Cologne?
No.
No? Okay. Marking their territory?
No.
No. Water balloons?
No.
No? Okay. Sexual pleasure?
No.
And foreplay?
No.
Like toothpaste?
Yes!
What?
Just under the...
Wow.
Just under time. It was toothpaste.
Wow.
Wow. Gross.
I don't know.
What would even make someone to think I'm going to put this in this paste and clean my teeth with it?
Well, there had to have been a person like, hey, they see that chicken over there? I'm going to eat the first thing that comes out of its butt.
Good. All right, good point.
Had to have
okay.
happened at some point. They were weird back then.
That's true.
They were
are.
Bored. They didn't have television or Firefox or iPad or...
Well, I mean, if you're to believe some like they had foxes that were literally on fire.
I suppose.
True.
Yeah.
They worshipped it, too.
Okay, Rita, Latina Rita, in how much time did he get that?
2 minutes and 58 seconds.
So I'm next.
Yes, you are.
I've got to beat your time. That's, I think it's doable, but we'll see here.
All right, Rita.
The blank depicts three naked men with their hands on each other's shoulders.
Okay. Is it a painting?
No.
Is it a piece of art?
No.
It could be considered that.
Okay. Is it literary in nature?
No.
Let's see here. Something of art. The blank depicts three naked men with their hands. Is it famous?
See.
Si. Okay. Let's see here. What the hell? Their hands on each other's shoulders. Is it something of a religious nature?
No.
Okay. Is it something from a TV show?
No.
Is it something from a movie?
No.
Is it something from a song?
No.
Is it something from anything in pop culture?
No.
Okay. Oh, dear. This is tricky. I don't even know what I've narrowed down anymore. I've just been asking questions and let's see here. Is it square in shape?
No.
Is it something edible?
No.
Is it... Oh, geez. Is it a statue?
No.
No.
Is it some kind of sculpture?
Si.
You already asked that one.
Oh,
no.
Did I?
No, never mind.
I think it's a piece of art.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a sculpture. Is it a sculpture in the United States?
Si.
Not necessarily just the United States.
Oh.
It can be anywhere.
Is it a sculpture of a famous person?
No.
Well, I suppose there's three men, so yeah, I suppose...
The sculpture thing is it's not really a sculpture, but some people consider it a sculpture.
Okay. So the blank depicts three naked men with their hands on each other's shoulders. Let's see here. So it's not edible, of course, if it's a sculpture of some sort. Is it made of stone?
No.
Is it made of metal?
Si.
Oh, okay. You know it? Or you,
no. Oh, that's just a twist.
That just opened up a whole other can of worms here.
You got about a minute left.
So it's not edible. What the hell? Not a piece of art or can be considered art? Can you tell me the answer for a dollar?
No.
Okay, that didn't work. Let's see.
Just rapid fire like Jeff did.
Yeah. Is it the Mona Lisa?
No.
Is it a squirrel?
No.
Is it toothpaste?
No.
Is it Kraft macaroni and cheese?
No.
Is it a brand name?
No.
Is it something politically related?
Si.
Oh, okay. Is it something to do with money?
No.
Is it a symbol of freedom?
No.
Is it something to do with the president?
Si.
Current president.
Oh. Is it Barack Obama?
No.
Time's up.
Ow! Oh. Okay.
I need to know.
It's got
to
be more than one word, I'm sure, but whatever.
Yeah, it's the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, that was tricky as hell.
Oh.
Yeah. But and I
you're a bastard.
I did whoop his ass last week. So.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
You could have did like, I think this would have been a little bit saucier. The Nobel Peace Prize depicts three naked men with their blanks on each other's shoulders.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Hands would have been easier to get to than that. But so far, Jeff's in the lead with toothpaste. It is now Zach's turn.
In 1999. Security officials at the headquarters for the National Security Agency put Ivan on blank, fearing they could record and repeat classified information.
This is a long ass question.
It's a long one. So something that the National Security Agency banned because they feared it would record and repeat classified information.
Is it an electronic?
Si.
Is it a voice recorder?
No.
That's obvious. Is it cell phones?
No.
Let's see. So, yeah, 1999. Man. Is it a camera of sorts?
No.
Is it digital?
No.
So is it? It's analog?
Si.
I don't know. An abacus?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Digital abacus?
That would be amazing. We said it was analog.
I suppose. But it's electronic too, so.
It is, yeah. I don't. A pager?
No.
That wouldn't work, but. A watch?
No.
I'm trying to think of like spy shit.
Yeah.
What am I at for time here?
You're about a minute 20 in or so.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Is it... I don't know. Is he wearing a hat?
No.
Does he have a mustache?
No.
Does he wear glasses?
No.
Is it Francis?
Is it like a person?
No.
Or living organism?
No.
No.
Oh, that was interesting.
It's not living.
Okay.
Sort of has a life.
What?
It sort of has a life.
Oh. Oh, I don't know. I'm running out of time, though.
Ask if it's toothpaste.
Yeah, it's a toothpaste.
Yes, no, no.
No.
Yeah, woo! Is it Lou Ferrigno?
No.
Kerplunk?
No.
Television?
No.
Computer?
No.
No, it's not a Walkman.
No.
I don't know. I'm pretty much out of time.
Yeah, but you're about 20 seconds left.
Oh, balls. CDs.
No.
Tapes.
No.
Stone.
No.
Chisel.
No.
Caveman.
No.
I don't know.
You're out of time.
Damn it.
Oh.
I came to win and I lost.
I think almost where you went wrong, and I think it's almost where I went wrong too, is you get so focused on specifics that you don't think about generalizing it. The correct answer, we'll read it again. In 1999, security officials at the headquarters for the National Security Agency banned Furbies.
Oh, son of a...
Mimic and record and repeat classified information.
But that is a specific thing.
It is a specific thing.
Furby's if way too specific.
Yeah, I know it is. But if you would have said, like, is it a plaything? Or, like, because you got electronics right away, so that...
Hey, fun fact. Furbies are coming back. I saw an ad for it. I'm going to get one.
You're going to get one?
Yeah.
Do you think they've updated the technology to make it, like, not...
less creepy?
Yeah, less creepy and not talk while you're trying to take a nap. Congratulations to Jeff. You are this week's least stupidest person.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I'm the least stupidest person ever.
That was a tricky challenge, though. You, like, just barely. We all almost...
Yeah, we almost... I got lucky.
We almost got a
time. I just rapid-fired, and I rapid into that toothpaste.
Yeah.
Hats off to you on making a real difficult challenge, though. That was good.
That's tricky. I suppose we can make that easier in future.
No, I liked it.
It scared the out of me. Good.
Okay. Well, I did enjoy the change in our robotic co-host this week, but we better change her back before things get too out of hand.
It certainly feels muy bueno to be back.
Close enough. One last matter of business to address. Zach, you've been brilliant again on your second episode with us. Would you accept our invitation to become our permanently temporary co-host?
That's a lot of words, Josh. That's a lot of words, basically. That seems like I am temporarily... permanently. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
But you know what? I will accept.
All right. Excellent.
As long as I don't have to sign some weird terms and conditions.
Oh. Well, all right. I don't have it.
All right. Get rid of those. Follow us on Twitter for all of your tweets and direct messages and stuff at No Brainer Show.
Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/NoBrainerShow, or you can email us NoBrainerShow@gmail.com.
Finally, we do have a telephone number. If you want to give us a prank call, go ahead. 864-96-BRAIN or 864-962-7246.
Wonder Twin Powers activate. Form of Jeff.
And form of a Josh.
Snarf!
Reminding you that life is stupid and so is Snarf.
Snarf, snarf.